Support from Hanson Gress. Seeking curious people who like technology, network engineering, and customer support. Opportunities for those who thrive on problem solving. Details at hansongress.com/careers.
From listener-supported KTOO, welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan and on demand as a podcast. I'm your host, Boston Christopher, Gunnath Chi, Shawa, Toksik Nusum, Salama. Thank you for joining the conversation today. You may also join us via our live stream on YouTube at ktoo.org/JPMLive or on KTOO's Instagram and Facebook pages. Conversations for today, November 5th, 2025. This Friday and Saturday, it's your chance to pick up some paintings, prints, and other artwork at the Mustard Seed Resale Shop at McFeeters Hall. With some food and live music, it's a fundraiser for Holy Trinity in support of their community projects. We chat with some of the folks involved. First Friday is almost upon us. We chat with the City Museum and the Juno and Arts and Humanities Council about what's in store in their arenas. And today we begin with Masquerade, presented by the Juno Lyric Opera. It's a night of cabaret featuring songs of mystery, disguise, mistaken identity. It's happening this Saturday, November 8th at the Hangar Ballroom, and it's a one-night-only event to help raise funds for the opera's 2025 and 2026 season. And here to tell us more are two of the performers. I have Hannah Grace Garib. Gunnath Chi, Shwasiyati. How are you today, Hannah Grace?
I'm living the dream.
Living the dream. Okay, that's great. And then I also have Wendy Burns. Welcome back, Wendy. Gunnath Chi.
Good to see you, Boston. Always a joy to be here.
Yeah. So let's get right into it. So you guys are presenting this thing called Masquerade. Where did this idea come from, Wendy?
Well, I always have a whole bunch of ideas just floating around in my head of shows that I might do at some point. And this one's kind of been floating around in there for a couple of years. And then a few months ago, I was on a walk with my good friend and fellow performer, Stephen Ahrens. And I was like, here are some songs that I've kind of been like toying with together. And I don't know, some ideas that I would like to turn into a show. And Stephen is a master at taking whatever I throw out of my head and kind of helping turn it into a little bit more of a cohesive idea. And so then he pitched a few numbers I could add to this. And I was like, yeah, this could be like just sort of a fun masquerade centric show. And we had just finished Deflatormouse at Juno Lyric Opera last spring, which is all centered around this big plot and farce taking place at a masquerade ball. So I think that was a little bit inspirational in this concept as well.
So did you, are you producing this?
I am producing this, yes.
You're producing this and putting it together. Okay, and Hannah Grace, what's your involvement here?
I sing. I do what Wendy tells me to do.
You do what Wendy says to do.
Yeah.
I see. I gotcha. So what's your background in singing, Hannah Grace?
I started voice lessons when I was like 8, and then studied musical theater in college and professional acting, traveled around doing theater for a while. And then my best friend was like, hey, you should come up to Alaska. There's this really cool place called Skagway where you can dance around and sing. And then I did. And then I fell in love with Alaska and with a man, unfortunately, and we're still together.
And that's how it happened.
And that's how I stayed up here.
So, you know, was it the Red Onion?
I did work at the Red Onion this past summer, but the summer before that, or 2 summers before that, I worked at the Days of 98 show.
Oh, the Days of 98,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm working my way around in there.
There is such a long history of people who've done the Days of 98 or the Red Onion thing, worked there for a couple years, A lot of them end up in Juneau or in Southeast. They stick around. Some fall in love like you did. Mm-hmm. And then so here's your journey. So how long have you been in Alaska then?
This will be my third winter. So I don't really know if I can call myself a local yet. I'm just because I keep on going back and forth. So I spend my winter. I'm accidentally snowbirding in Juneau.
Where do you go back to?
Either Skagway. I went to Idaho one summer to work at their theme park there. But I don't know, this whole like falling in love thing makes me want to stay around at least like closer.
That's how we get you.
I know. And then I meet people like Wendy and then they keep on like giving me these like really good opportunities to reform. And then I'm like, well, I guess I got to stick around.
Yeah. Well, and that's awesome. We're glad to have you here. And Wendy, of course, you're a lifer. You've been in Juneau your whole life.
Sure have.
It's all good. So how did you both get involved in the opera in the first place?
Well, I have been on the Juneau Lyric Opera Board for about 10 years at this point, and they gave me a lot of my sort of first performance opportunities when I was growing up a kid in Juneau, so I feel very indebted to them for that reason. And then Hannah Grace and I met in JGLT's Bat Boy a few years ago, and I heard her sing, and I was like, oh, wow, I must keep this person involved in things. And so then I asked Hannah Grace if she would be a Juneau Lyric Opera diva last fall when I was producing that, and she wowed audiences at that event. And so now I just keep asking her to come back and do more things.
I see. Yeah. That's so cool. Okay, so back to Masquerade. Let me bring up this flyer that I have for those who might be watching the stream. It shows a little bit about the information. It's this Saturday, November 8th at 7 p.m. Tell me a little bit about what we can expect on Saturday.
Yeah, so I'd say this is a great event for if you are a fan of opera or interested in becoming a fan of opera or a fan of musical theater, or if you just want to be laughed and moved by some music on a probably rainy Saturday night. It's going to be at the Hangar Ballroom. We have an amazing cast. I'm going to tell you who's in our amazing cast. We have Hannah Grace, who's right here by me, Annie Goodenough, Ella Fish, Aria Moore, Stephen Ahrens, Randy Wolfenberger, Jalen Martin, Brian Crapo. I'm going to sing a few numbers because how can I not? And it's being emceed by Skiba Wadi, who also will be singing a few numbers. So I think it's like, in my humble opinion, Juneau has so much talent. It's like some truly powerhouse singers. I think that it will be challenging to find a better night of music featuring so many talented singers as this. And I'm trying something new. I don't think I've tried before, but I'm doing a mixed on and off mic show. So musical theater numbers will be mic'd, and opera numbers will be a little more immersive throughout the house off the mic.
Cool.
So that's going to be fun. We'll see how it goes, but I've got high hopes. And it will feature songs from contemporary musical theater as well as Golden Age musical theater, some light opera, some heavier opera. And Skiba will be providing some commentary and narration because not all of it is in English. A lot of it is to kind of make sure everybody knows what's going on and to kind of help tie us into the Masquerade theme. Audience members are encouraged if they would like to come masked. We'll also have some masks at the door. You can dress up. You can also just come cozy because it's November in Juneau and, you know, we want to be inclusive of everyone. I really think it's got a little bit of something.
Now, something that has combined, I'm just imagining, it's because you're saying it's opera and it's theater and it's mask. Somebody must be singing something from the Phantom of the Opera.
Someone is singing something from the Phantom of the Opera, yes. It was a request on my list that somebody needed to. I would say it's maybe like not the number or numbers that you're expecting.
It's not Music of the Night.
It's not Music of the Night.
Yeah.
But which would be great to have. But it's been actually very fun to see this somewhat flexible theme that I gave people and the dramatically different ways that people have chosen to pull in different songs that represent that.
That's cool.
It's super cool, actually.
Yeah, Music of the Night is one of the first songs that ever gave me the chills. Mm. Like, it's so, like, when I don't know when I how old I was, but it was a long time ago because that show's been around forever. So, Hannah Grace, so Wendy gave you a theme, this masquerade theme, and so you all got to choose your own songs. So tell me a little bit about your process of picking the songs that you're doing.
Masquerade is, it sounds like it would be an easy cabaret to kind of like find a song for. To me, it was kind of hard to find a song that I genuinely felt compelled to sing. Mm. I think that's the big thing after going to college and like learning music is that you have to learn how to enjoy music again after that. And so I was sitting through in my head and I sat down with some of my friends that also are like musical theater nerds. And I thought of like Edwin Drood. I thought obviously Phantom was the first one to come to mind. And then I sat down and had been hearing I Don't Care Much from Cabaret over and over again. With everything going on in the world, I found a lot of people resonating with that song. And me personally, I kind of, it was just a song that was heavy on my heart. And then I texted Wendy, probably way past the date that we were supposed to have our songs by. And I said, hey, what if I was like, because also it's like a show within a show. It's a character masking their emotions and certain, it's a very vague interpretation of the word masquerade. And I texted her, I said, will this work? And she goes, yes. Because that's also a song and a character that I don't think I would normally play in a show. And that's what I like about cabarets is you can kind of play around with things that you might not necessarily do for your career of performing. You kind of get to have fun with it. And I usually am also like a hee-hee-ha-ha comedy person, so... I don't
get that sense from you at all.
What do you mean? I'm a very serious actress.
Well, it's so great because it sort of reminds me a little bit of like a mixed cast, which I know Wendy's been involved with too. Like the idea of doing things out, taking this opportunity to do something that maybe you wouldn't do. I was lucky enough, was it earlier this year? I can't remember. I got to see Adam Lambert in Cabaret in New York, and it was pretty amazing. That was a lot of fun. So we'll break a leg on that song. That sounds really good. Are you doing one number or do you do more than one?
I'm doing one. Well, I guess I'm doing the group number too.
Oh, there's a group number.
I literally just got back to Juneau. So I was like, I'm going to take this a little bit easier this time around.
So Wendy, this is a fundraiser to help support the rest of the season for Juneau Lyric Opera. Can you give us a tease of what might be, what are we going to be supporting? Do we know what's coming?
So we're toying around. We have some titles picked out, but we're in like the rights application phase where it's like before we formally are like, yes, we're doing this. We want to make sure that all of that gets logistically ironed out. But we do have some spring comic operas that are one acts that we are planning on doing at this point in time. And as you know, as everyone knows, funding for the arts is often tough, but it's especially tough right now. And so my sort of way of trying to raise money for Juneau Lyric Opera is also to like bring something to the community, some levity, some things that are fun and jovial and can, you know, hopefully be an inclusive and just like fun event, but also to raise some money for Juneau Lyric Opera. Very grateful to the Hangar Ballroom. They've become a sponsor of ours to like help save some of the costs to make this a profitable event for us. And I think it'll be really fun. And then also, you know, with the hope of being able to do more larger and small scale events like we used to, we did a really big show last spring with a 25-person orchestra and stuff. And that is incredible, but also an enormous undertaking. So hoping to this year bring some smaller, you know, one-act operas, as well as just some in-the-community performances such as this one from J-Lo to Juno.
That's cool. It's Masquerade. It's happening this Saturday night at the Hangar Ballroom. You can go to Juno Opera, JunoOpera.org, and get yourself some tickies and support this upcoming season. Wendy, Hannah Grace, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Boston.
Yeah. So we are going to listen to some other music, kind of music, that came out yesterday. Sunny Porch, local group Sunny Porch, released their album. It's available on all the streaming services. So we're going to listen to some music from that during our breaks today. This song here is called Song for Cedar. This is Sunny Porch from their new album, The Sound of This Place, on Juno Afternoon.
What song can I sing to a cedar who seems to have everything we ask? what song can I sing to a cedar who has left everything by going out far beyond their home? Where is home? Is it inside or outside of you? Think of all the places home can be. What song can I sing to a cedar away from all that they knew by going out beyond their home? You may feel far from your kind, far from the place you think of as home, but you are making a way for those to come. Oh, what song can I sing to a cedar who has put everything into growing new ground for its home?
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Alaska Airlines Club 49. Membership information available at club49hub.com. This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. You can also join us on our live stream on KTOO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. That was Song for Cedar by Sunny Porch. They just released their album. It's all available all on the streaming services. The sound of this place. We'll be listening to some other tunes of theirs as we go throughout the show. And now I am joined by Kate Ross and guest Emily Wall. First Friday is upon us once again, and we are here with the City Museum's update. So, Emily, Gunachish Wasiati, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm good. It's great to see you, Boston.
Thank you. And Kate Ross, as always, for the Juno Douglas City Museum, Gunachish.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a show, Emily, opening this Friday, along with your partner in crime here, Elise Tomlinson, and it's called Unleashed, Paintings and Poems Exploring the Dog Culture of Juno and Douglas. It will run for the month of, I can't wait to talk about this. It will run for the month of November with a First Friday reception this week from 4:30 to 7. So Gunachish for being in the studio today. So let's talk about this first, and then Kate will run down the other things happening at the museum. So the image that I have for this that you guys are putting on the website and stuff is this lovely image of a red bag on a tree. And this is about dogs. So I'm assuming that there's something in that bag.
That is a poop bag. Absolutely. Yes. Our iconic image of our show is a poop bag.
I love it. So tell me, how did this show come about between you and Elise?
Yeah, that's a great question. Elise and I have been collaborating for almost 30 years now. And about 18 months ago, we kind of been talking about doing a show, and we were kind of honestly pretty down about politics and some other things going on. And we were like, we need something to like focus us and just like, you know, give us something to just not be as depressed about. And then kind of randomly, we had both adopted rescue dogs at the same time. And so Elise hatched this whole plan. She said, what if we do a show about dogs? And both of us have been talking about how much it changed the way we were interacting with other people on the beach and on the trails of Douglas with a dog. It kind of had changed things. So this was really Elisa's concept, is let's think about the culture of dogs and how we interact in our communities now that we have dogs. And that kind of started the whole plan.
Wow. So what did you discover by adopting this dog? How did it change your worldview or your life in Juneau?
You know, it's interesting. I've lived in Douglas for 29 years. I go to the beach every day, you know, and so of course I went to Sandy Beach and I have kids and blah, blah, blah. But my husband and Corey and I have the dog, kind of take turns, and we go every single day. And it's been really interesting because we've just like really fallen in love with Douglas all over again, being on that beach every day. And we've made a ton of friends. And a lot of times, honestly, I don't know their names, but I know their dog's names. So I'm like,
that's the way it is with dog culture. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We see the same people every day. And it's just this lovely like hour in the middle of the day where we're kind of like talking to our community in a way that we've walked on the beach, but we've never talked to anybody before. Mm-hmm. So we like are talking to our community a little bit and just really being in that space. I love that.
I remember when I had my kid, and you start going to the kiddie park and you meet parents and stuff. And I realized that pretty quick. And then with the dog, same thing. Right, you go, you meet people, and you know the kid's name or the dog's name, but you don't know the people's name. And I tried to make an effort to make sure that I asked the person like that I was talking to, and what's your name as well, because you can always just, you know, instantly, you don't even look at the person, you look at the dog or the kid and you're like, hey, it's, you know, it's Rufus or whatever. I guess that could be a kid's or a dog's
name. It could
be
both. Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, so it's interesting, and especially because Juneau is such a small community, and you know a lot of different people in different circumstances, and you run into people and you go, oh yeah, where do you, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then you just sort of communicate and connect that way, which is really kind of cool. So for the work that you're going to be showing at the gallery downtown at the Juneau Douglas City Museum with First Friday reception this Friday, 4:30 to 7, what kind of work are we going to see? What's, because I know you're a poet. And so is it poetry combined? Are you taking the words inspired by what Elise is painting, or did you write something and then she painted something based upon what you wrote? What was your collaboration like?
I love this question. This is why I love being on the radio with you. That's a great question. We did all the things. So we both independently started. Elise and I were taking photos of everything. Mm-hmm. And so I was sharing photos with her of stuff that I thought was cool, dog-oriented. She started painting. I started writing poems, just my early experiences with my dog. And then about halfway through, we have a shared Google Drive we call the junk pile, where we share stuff all the time. And so she started putting paintings and sketches in, and then I started writing on those. And then I was putting poem drafts in, and she started painting. So as you go through the show, you'll see there's a couple poems that aren't related to paintings and a couple paintings that aren't related to poems, and then some that are paired, some intentionally and some accidentally. We discovered a pairing today. So it was sort of cool to be like, hey, you know what? I think those two actually go together. So there's kind of a mix of things. But as you walk through, they're all up on the wall. The poems are printed up on the wall, and you can kind of see, hopefully, the relationships between some of them.
Because you're hanging it now, I'm assuming, because the show opens Friday. So that's when you discovered this connection, which is kind of cool. Now, do I see that do you have...
I did bring a poem if you want me to read.
I would love to hear one of the poems. Is this will be featured on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, great. And actually throughout the month is too. But let's hear a little bit of poem, and then we'll get to talking about the rest of what's going on at the museum.
Okay, good. And this is one of the ones that I wrote at the very beginning, and it's called Walking My Rescue Dog the First Month. When my girl sees a pickup truck, she flies, her leash snapping my arm like a flag in wind. Her memory, the hurricane hundreds of miles away. I furl her body toward mine, tuck her between my legs, take her face in my hands, ask, what just happened? Knowing she can't tell me. I imagine sometimes a dirt road up in the hills of Kona, a small blue house with casual flowers growing here and there, a woman who drives a yellow truck, surfboard in back. Some days I also imagine a brutal black truck, tires bigger than my dog's body, a man who didn't feed her enough, who didn't collar her, leash her, who didn't come looking for her when she was lost. and still she tries to leap into the bed of a truck as it flies by. Now her body unfurls slowly here on a rainy street in Douglas, as we work to unlearn pickup trucks, as we work to unlearn lost.
Oh, wow. That's Emily Wall, everybody. Awesome poet.
Thank you.
Are you going to be doing anything? Are you going to be reading anything live on Friday?
I don't think we will. We kind of talked about it, but it's kind of chaotic on a first Friday. Yeah. We thought, you know, we're going to let people read.
Yeah, just let them read it. Yeah, it's so cool. And you're going to also be part of the Winter Fire Showcase out at UAS, right?
I am. Karen invited me to do that again. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll hear more from you in a month or so when that's going to be happening as well. But Kate, so this show that we just talked about, this is Unleashed, Paintings and Poems Exploring the Dog Culture of Juneau and Douglas. It's going to run for the month of November. First Friday reception, 4:30 to 7 this week. You can go to everything we're talking about today from this organization, juno.org/museum. But there's more happening in the month of November. There's always more.
There's always more.
First, let's just say free admission right now.
Free admission.
Free admission.
Winter hours, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Free admission.
That's awesome.
And now that we're in winter, this is the time that our gallery spaces have new art every single month. Mm. And so we have the larger gallery space with all the solo artist shows, but we also recently have been using our community gallery space, which is a little bit smaller room. In the summer, there's not as much in there going on, for additional artists. So throughout the entire winter, we actually will always have two different solo artists or groups of artists up at a time. And so, yeah, we're really excited about Unleashed, which we're having that opening reception on First Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we're having an opening reception on Saturday for Kirsha Hughes Scandis and her show, A Stitch in Time, which is an embroidery show. It's really, really fun. It's a lot of little scenes from around Juneau, landmarks you might recognize, flowers, all sorts of fun stuff. There's a little bit of a tie-in with Unleashed as well, and so I challenge everybody to come and see the tie-in between the two shows. It was unintentional. It was one of those happy accidents that happened. So there's a fun little visual tie-in to look for. Yeah, so we're really excited about that. That will be up for November and December. There's an embroidery workshop that Kirsha is doing as well. It is full, but we are taking names for a wait list. So if you would like to take a beginner embroidery class that's later in November, go ahead and call or email us and we can get you on the wait list. Mid-November, I'm steamrolling through Boston.
We've got a full show today. Let's go.
Mid-November, we have a book talk with author Larry Irene Spengler. Her book is Taking Time, Sailing with My Family in Southeast Alaska. That is November 15th in the morning. November 20th, Thursday, we have our Friends of the City Museum annual meeting. We'll have some snacks. And then the featured thing for that evening is Plucky Lady, a solo performance by Jan Welch, all about Mary Joyce, who lived down in Taku Harbor and was just an incredible historical figure. So that's going to be a really fun night. Come get some snacks, hear what the museum's up to, and then get a chance to watch this solo performance. November 14th is Walter Sobeleff Day, Dr. Walter Sobeleff Day. All of November, we have free note cards available. So swing by, pick up a note card, write a note of gratitude or appreciation to someone in honor of Dr. Sobeleff. That's up all month. And that is almost everything, 12 by 12, more information on that online, deadline's not till February. And the other thing that we are starting right now is we are going to be a location for food bank donations for the Southeast Alaska Food Bank.
Excellent.
We will have crates ready and just right inside the entryway all of November and December. So as you get ready to go out for First Friday, consider stopping by the City Museum first and donating some food for our neighbors.
That's awesome. I love it. Juno.org/museum. So many things happening this month of November.
So many things. Check out our website.
Which is awesome. You can go to the website. You can find it all out. Get yourself scheduled in. Pencil it into your calendars. Mm-hmm. I love it. But first and foremost, Emily Wall and Elise Tomlinson, Unleashed, Paintings and Poems Exploring the Dog Culture of Juneau and Douglas. I love dogs, even though now I'm a cat person, but I grew up a dog person. So
you can love both. That's okay.
I can. I just can only own a cat, I think, for my my sanity. But they do make you get out to the, you know, they make you go, right? They make you get out and go do things. And that's one of the things I love about it. So, well, thank you so much, Emily, for coming in. Gunnar Cheech for being here. And Kate, as always, a pleasure to see you again. We'll see you again next month.
Gunnar Cheech.
Thank you.
Gunnar Cheech. Yeah, Gunnar Cheech. We're going to listen to some more Sunny Porch. This is their song called Sunny Porch. This is from their album, The Sound of This Place, which just released yesterday. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
Wake up in the morning, watch the sun rise. Go out onto the porch and have a good time. Wake up in the morning with the sun. Go out onto the porch and have some fun. Stir that sunny feeling inside you for times when the lonely seems so long, and the empty feels so big. If you build a sunny porch inside you, it won't matter what the weather brings. It won't matter what the weather brings. Find the sunny porch in your mind and shine some sun out of your heart. Hear the sunny porch inside you and sing some light out into the dark. Find the sunny porch in your mind and shine some sun out of your heart. Hear the sunny porch inside you and sing some light out into the dark. Find the sunny porch in your mind and shine some sun out of your heart. Hear the sunny porch inside you and sing some light out into the dark.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're listening to Juno Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO, dedicated to Carolyn Hobbs Peterson. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. More First Friday joy at the Juno Arts and Culture Center as Johanna Griggs emphasizes the details that go unnoticed in Southeast in her show, Landscapes of Southeast Alaska. It will run for November as part of the solo exhibition series sponsored by the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Spencer Edgar joins me now from the Jack, as well as artist Johanna Griggs. Gunnar Cheech for being here. Welcome in, Spencer. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, well, let me turn on the microphone.
Hello. Here I am. Hello. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Excellent. And Wasiti to you. How are you doing today, Johanna?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, so let's talk about this exhibit. So what drew the inspiration for you to apply to be part of the solo artist series at the Jack?
Well, I've wanted to be in more of a gallery environment since I started, and they're like the big dogs in Juno, I guess.
They're very welcoming, yes?
Yes.
Absolutely. So when did you start?
I started professionally, like right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm self-taught, so I just kind of jumped right into it.
Wow. Yeah. And so what was your inspiration for getting started? Did you like art as a kid, or when did you, like, were you always like fooling around with different things?
Yeah, I was always doodling. I think with a lot of artists, it was like drawing eyes on everything. And then it went into portraits like throughout high school. And then after high school, like I drew a lot of inspiration from just the surroundings and beaches and mountains. It's hard not to paint if you have the ability to.
Well, and we have such a beautiful landscape here.
Yes, exactly.
To find. So I have your website here, which I'm just down on the part where it's like just says portfolio. So there's just a bunch of photos from different things, different landscapes, mountains, the water, things like that. And you are sort of billing this as details that go unnoticed. What is it that you see that you're trying to put on to? Is it water? Are you working in oil or watercolors? What is it you're doing?
I work in acrylics.
Okay, acrylics.
It's kind of just what's comfortable right now, and I can control it. I think I like to emphasize the colors right now is what I'm focusing on.
Mm.
Colors and reflections and.
Oh, so how the dimension. Lights sort of hit different things, like if a light's hitting the water a certain way, you're trying to capture that?
The water and clouds. And
yeah.
You do such a good job of it.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, because it's very colorful. I love it, especially when you're dealing with the sunsets that you see, that you're seeing them as these vibrant colors. And, you know, it's such a gray, mostly gray time in Juneau. So being able to see something that's has a little bit of color to it is just really nice. So what are we going to be seeing in the show that you're going to be having up at the Jack?
So the new like aspects, I guess, with these paintings is they're larger.
Mm.
So they're around 3 feet wide. I think it's a lot easier to like capture the like wow of the moment on the canvas
when it's larger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely more color, like that was my main focus, and I also like to dwell in the details.
When it's a little bit larger, are you able to like get a little more detail? Because I think some people have a challenge when they work larger, right? Because they're used to working with more of a smaller canvas. But did you find having a challenge at all in working larger, or was it something that you fell into naturally?
Not particularly. I was painting small, and then I did my first mural. It's like right outside of Zerelda's.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it was actually so much easier because with landscapes particularly, like, the proportions don't need to be exact. You can just kind of sketch it on there and take a step back.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, going from mural to like 3 feet wide, it's a lot easier.
How often do you paint? Are you painting every day?
No, I make my own prints, and I'm starting to frame my own prints, and that takes up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But this past fall, I was painting, I think, every day,
Do you take pictures of the landscapes and then paint them, or are you painting from memory? You take pictures.
I take pictures. If I painted in oils, I would probably just paint outside in the moment, but... A lot of these paintings, it wouldn't be practical to even paint outside.
Mm.
'Cause I'm like in the mountains. And
right.
It's raining all the time. And
that would be quite difficult.
Yes.
And Spencer, this is part of the solo exhibition series that that the Jack puts on over the course of a year. So every month there's a new artist in there, and it's always first Friday. Mm. And so this Friday, I'm assuming again it's from like 4:30 to 7 on Friday.
Yeah, 4 to 7.
4 to 7
on Friday.
Okay.
You can join us in the Jack Gallery. There will be some light refreshments. You can meet Johanna. And see her amazing work. You can start your first Friday journey with us or end it with us or, you know, do whatever you want. Yeah.
whatever part of the journey you want to be on. You're sort of in the middle, too, between the museum and the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's nice to have the Jack and the Juneau Arts and Culture Center have a show every month. So, Johanna, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so... What else is happening at the Jack that we want to mention today, Spencer?
Well, just to, if you want your full comprehensive list of events for First Friday coming up this Friday, November 7th, be sure to visit our website, www.jahc.org, and be on the lookout because, believe it or not, Gallery Walk is coming up really quick. That's going to be
It's December next 5th. Month.
Yeah.
it's like the year's almost over. That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah. So that's right around the corner.
That is the big one for sure. Mm-hmm. That is kind of nuts. And are there any classes this month or anything that we want to mention real quick?
Yeah, real quick. We have some art glasses coming up, which are essentially paint and sips in different forms. So we've got one on November 13th. At TK McGuire's, that's going to be wreath making with Martha's.
Perfect timing.
That's right. And then November 18th, we've got embroidered ornaments with Rebecca Shea at Forbidden Peak Brewery. And then December 2nd is going to be wax seals, like the old-fashioned.
Oh, like on the letters and mm-hmm. stuff? Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be at Spice Cafe and Gallery. So.
Oh, wow. So yeah. Not everything is at the Jack, but something you're putting on and getting things in and around the community.
Yeah, we're trying to get out there and do everything we do out in the community more often. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's so cool. And everything we just talked about, of course, you can go to jahc.org. To find out all the schedules of events coming up. And, of course, if you want to see more of Johanna's work, you can go to Johanna Griggs. That's three G's in Griggs.
Yes.
The first G and then two G's at the end. Griggs Art. So it's johannagriggsarts.com. And do you have an Instagram, too, Johanna?
Yes.
What is your Insta?
It's jojo.griggs.
Jojo.griggs. You can see that work. But go meet. Go meet Johanna this Friday at the Jack, at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. And really appreciate you coming on. Congratulations. And enjoy the month of having your work up at the Jack.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you being here. Gwyneth Cheesh. And Gwyneth Cheesh, Spencer, for coming in and sharing with us more about what's going on at the Jack.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. We're going to play another song from Sunny Porch, who just had their album, The Sound of This Place, come out yesterday. It's available on all the streaming services. We love Sunny Porch, local band here in town. This one is called Keep On Going. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
Life can bring pain and sorrow, and there always is a hot tomorrow. Bring yourself into what you do, and you will find a way to make it get through. This life, all of this life, even when it seems like nothing is paying off, keep on going. You never know how what you do now will make it showing in your life. This life. For your life, oh, this life, your life, oh, for this life. Well,
You're listening to KTOO's Tlingit Word of the Week. This week's word comes from Kehinok John Martin. And the word this week is keet.
Keet.
That means killer whale. And here's a sentence. Our paternal uncles are killer whale people. Let's hear it again.
Keet.
Killer whale. Gunesh Chish to Hune Lance Twitchell, Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, and the University of Alaska Southeast for this audio.
Kehinok John Martin was Dakdain Tan and a child of a Kaguantan man. He is from the Hunakawu, the people of Huna, and was a contributing elder and speaker at many language immersion gatherings in Glacier Bay, Yakutat, and Juneau. He attended boarding school in Shkakwe, Skagway, and attended Gonzaga University.
And tune in next week for another Tlingit Word of the Week from KTOO.
Listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Ok-Bay, and online at ktoo.org. You can also join us on our live stream on KTOO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Holy Trinity is a downtown community church with a variety of services and events. One of them is the Mustard Seed Resale Shop, and they are having a special event that's happening this weekend, first Friday and also on Saturday. And I'm welcoming into the studio to talk about this. I have Bob Coghill, Gunachish Wasidi. Good to see you again, Bob. You were just here, it feels like, a couple weeks ago.
We were just doing another activity at the about the sinking of the Princess Sophia. So
that's right. Well, welcome back.
So we're going to be talking about the mustard seed's an ongoing thing. We have it. It's open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm looking at Mary.
Yes. Well, let me introduce Alice Mary real me. Quick. Yeah. And I also have in the studio with me Mary Alice McKean. Gunachish Wasiati. Mary, how are you?
Gunachish.
Yeah, excellent. So Bob was looking to you. So tell me about the mustard seed in general before we get to the special event that's happening.
Well, I love the mustard seed. I volunteer there every Wednesday from 11 to 2:30, and it's wonderful. It's a small resale shop in the downslope of Holy Trinity, and we have housewares and jewelry. Okay. We don't have, generally speaking, big items because it's a small shop, but people come in and really love it and often find some special gift or special, you know, bowl or cup or pair of earrings that they just love.
Is it that place that's sort of right outside of McPheeters Hall? Like a little, there's some shelves there and things?
Yes. Exactly. Yes. The okay. shelves are outside, and but when there's a play, I mean, then and when there's a play, you see the outside shelves. But you can open it, and then you can go in the store when the store is open.
Absolutely.
It's kind of an upscale resale shop, and I love teapots, so I have restricted myself to only having five teapots at home. So I give back a teapot and then buy another teapot.
Well, I remember Holy Trinity, I think it was last year, they had a huge teapot sale. I remember that. They came in to talk about that because
you are thinking of the huge cookie jar sale.
Oh, cookie jar sale.
Right,
okay.
Right, yeah.
What it was.
We had a donation of about 130 cookie jars.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Now we are down to, it's either 25, about 25. So you will see some of the cookie jars as well.
Okay. Because those were, I mean, I remember seeing pictures of those. Some of those were fascinating cookie
yeah.
jars.
Yeah, oh yeah, cool. Some of them are. But actually, we're kind of segueing into this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
So first Friday, the mustard seed's going to be open from 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be open extra hours on Saturday, 2 to 4. And we have spilled out into McPheeters Hall, and we have filled McPheeters Hall with paintings and prints and posters and material we can't fit in our little store.
Mm.
So this is a special showcase of some really beautiful art. We've gotten special donations, and we have original, you know, prints And it's a really special event, so way more than we usually have out.
So where did the idea, Bob, come from for, instead of having just the normal wares of the Mustard Seed Shop, to then adding in paintings and prints and things like that?
Well, I think the big part is that these are larger than we can put in our little shop.
Okay.
So we do sometimes have some on the walls just outside the shop, but we wanted to show the whole expanse. We have Macintan prints, you know, and they're often huge in frames. And we have
an original Arnie Weimer. We have Jane Kunstler. M.K. McNaughton. And we always have some on the walls, but as Bob was saying, our walls aren't enough, so we spread them all out in McPheeters Hall. And McPheeters Hall is pretty large.
Pretty big.
It is filled with prints and paintings.
And are these prints and paintings that have been donated to the church? Is that how you acquired these?
Yes, they've been donated to the Mustard Seed with the idea that we were going to sell them. And some of them are quite valuable and probably more valuable than the donor knew. So we're really excited about that. Bill Andrews, who is not here, is the one who's gone through and priced everything and
cataloged it all out.
Cataloged it. Mm-hmm.
So again, this is first Friday, November 7th, 4 to 7, and then extra hours on Saturday, November 8th, from 2 to 4. There's also going to be live music.
Yes, Tom Loker, the inestimable Tom Loker, is going to be playing piano from his unlimited repertoire.
I love it.
And we're also going to have some hors d'oeuvres. So we want it to be kind of a community feeling. So even if you don't buy a single thing, you can mingle, listen to some music, and have a little bite to eat.
I love that. And these, and I know, I guess the Mustard Seed Resale Shop also does this generally, but this sale, if you go to it specifically this weekend, you are helping to support the programs and activities of the Holy Trinity, right?
You are. And,
okay.
And you know, one of the things we are very proud of doing, we provide space for 12-step programs. We have at least 15 12-step programs that meet. I'm not 12, meetings.
Meetings,
12-step
right,
meetings,
right, right,
rather.
Right.
We help Head Start families with food biscuits. We have a very active prison ministry in addition to, you know, regular services. So, yeah, we are a downtown church, and we are really open to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I know at McPheeters Hall, they've been so open, the church has, to having groups perform in there. Obviously, Theater in the Rough makes it their home, but then there's other companies and other things that have performed in that hall, which is where the sale's spilling into. So people who've gone to see shows there but don't necessarily frequent Holy Trinity know that where that space is to see this sale that's happening.
Yeah, sometimes our rector says, you know, people think, oh, you're the rector of McPheeters Hall, which is true.
And how long have you both been involved in the church, Mary Alice? How long have you been involved?
Wow, boy, since my daughter, about 25 or 30 years.
Wow, okay. And what about you, Bob?
My mother was a missionary nurse, came up with the Episcopal Church, so you could say from birth.
From in utero.
Yeah, in utero. Grandmother was playing the organ, and the whole family was there. And that was up in Nenana, but when I came to Juneau, I've been here about 17 years, starting to feel like home.
It is home. I think, I don't know what the number is that you have to put on it before it can be called home. One of our guests earlier today has said that she's been here 3 years and she's not quite sure if she could call herself a Junoite yet. And I was like, I don't know. Is there a statue? I don't think there's any kind of
If she's got
rule.
Extra tough, she is.
If you've made it through one winter
and
you decide to stay, that to me is the marker right there. That's so cool. So, and of course, if you can't make it to the this sale on Friday or Saturday, this extended sort of first Friday event extending into Saturday, you can just visit the Mustard Seed Resale Shop anytime, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And what are those hours again, Mary
Yeah,
Alice?
They're unusual hours because their hours our volunteers can do it.
Sure.
So it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 to 2:30.
11 to 2:30. So take a lunch break, run downtown.
Exactly.
And go see what they've got at the Mustard Seed Resale Shop. Or go this weekend, first Friday from November 7th. Just make it a stop on the little tour that you're doing downtown from 4 to 7, and you can see the spillage into McPheeters Hall with all the artwork.
Right. And with Christmas coming up, you can meet all of your friends as they're doing their Christmas shopping at the Mustard Seed.
Yeah, I think that's pretty amazing. I think you should maybe if it's successful this weekend or you don't sell everything, do it again during Gallery Walk in December.
Not a bad idea.
You know what I'm
saying? Not a bad. I like your thinking.
And I really appreciate you both being here today. And we had another extra special guest in the studio with us as well. Who is this that we have here?
This is my granddaughter, Ari.
Ari, you want to say hi, Ari?
Say hi.
Say hi. I read into that microphone. You were just up there.
Here.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you, Ari. Thanks for coming.
Ari has a birthday coming up. She's very considerate, and her birthday is 12/12, so she's very considerate.
12/12.
Such an easy birthday.
I love it. That's so cool. Well, thank you all for coming in today. Thank you, Ari Gunatich, for coming in today.
Thank you, Boston.
And Mary Alice, thank you so much. And Bob, good to see you again. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. It's the Mustard Seed Resale Shop Extra Special First Friday event this November 7th from 4 to 7. And then Saturday from 2 to 4. You'll also get some music and some hors d'oeuvres, and you're going to be able to buy original arts, prints, and postered offered at awesome prices, and it's all to support the programs that Mary Alice was talking about just a little bit ago that Holy Trinity is involved in. Thank you so much, Gunatich, for being here.
Thanks a lot, Boston.
We are going to go out with one more song from Sunny Porch. This one is called Finally Slowed Down. This is Sunny Porch from their new album, The Sound of This Place, which just released yesterday on all of these streaming services. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
Well, there are two paths that you can go down, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Finally slowed down enough to see what I've been looking for. Finally slowed down long enough to see I found gold walking backwards. The world comes into focus.
And that will do it for today's Juno Afternoon. Tomorrow's show, artist Fubao is here to share about his first Friday pop-up at Kindred Post, and we'll talk with Resurrection Lutheran Church about their efforts to help with the food scarcity issues here in Juno and their upcoming telethon this weekend. Juno Afternoon airs Wednesday through Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KTOO Juno 104.3 and KAUK 91.7 Juno Auk Bay. Hello, out the road. Find the show online at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, where you can listen to episodes, subscribe to the podcast, offer feedback or suggestions, or find out how to be a guest on the show. You can also find live stream archives on KTOO's YouTube page. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Programming support comes from Alaska Airlines Club 49, Hanson Gress, and Heritage Coffee Roasting Company. I'm Boston Christopher with help today from Lisa Burvis. Gunatich.